Faith leaders from different belief systems and denominations gathered a few blocks down from the Roanoke Department of Environmental Quality building to pray for and honor those impacted by Hurricanes Harvey and Irma. The leaders were also there to stand firm against the two proposed pipeline projects. Mike Tidwell, who's the director of the Chesapeake Climate Action Network, took the opportunity to admonish Governor Terry McAuliffe.
Because he wants to build a massive pipeline for frack gas through Southwest Virginia and near Roanoke. That we think is ethically wrong. And especially in the wake of these hurricanes and the destruction and loss of life that scientists say is clearly increasingly connected to climate change, we need the governor to stop supporting new fossil fuel projects that make climate change worse.
Brad Delaney is the pastor of Redwood United Methodist Church in Rocky Mount. He says his heart goes out to the victims of Harvey and Irma, but that the hurricane should spark discussions about the impact of a warming planet.
That's kind of ground zero for global climate change, which obviously is a result of our continued carbon emissions that kind of goes unabated. And I just feel like both the ACP and the MVP are just steps backwards for the Commonwealth of Virginia, for the world.
Protesters plan to meet again Thursday to deliver a letter to the DEQ detailing their concerns of the proposed pipelines. In Roanoke, I'm Nick Gilmore.